Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, arise. Oluwa dide, ko si tu awon tare ka. Oluwa dide, ko si tu awon tare ka. Oluwa dide, ko si tu awon tare ka. Oluwa, Oluwa dide. Arise, arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, O Lord, our Lord, our God. Arise, scatter all enemies of our children, all enemies of our families, all enemies of we, your people. For our enemies are your enemies. As you said in your word, you will fight those who are fighting us. Father, we know that you are the only helper that we have. You are the only one that can help. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Dide, Jesu dide o. Dide ko ran mi lowo. Oro to koja temi yi o. Jare ma se damida. Dide, Jesu dide o. Dide ko ran mi lowo. Oro to koja temi yi o. Jare ma se damida. Dide, Jesu dide o. Dide ko ba mi se. Oro to koja temi yi o. Jare ma se damida. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered. Arise, arise, arise. I have no other help but you, Lord. I have no other help but you. I have no other help but you, Lord. I have no other help but you, Jesus. I have no other help but you. I have no other help but you. You are the only help that I have. de ko se kankan oro yi koja temi o jare ma se damida dide jesu dide o dide ko ba mi se oro to koja temi yi o jare ma se damida arise o Lord let your enemies be scattered arise o Lord let your enemies be scattered arise o Lord let your enemies be scattered arise arise o Lord gracious and merciful God we thank you for your grace and mercy that is available unto us again tonight to come into the presence of our almighty God to come into your presence our Father Daddy, we appreciate you. We say thank you. Faithful and loving God, we appreciate your faithfulness that is so great in our lives every day and every morning. The Bible says in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22 to 23, that the loving kindness of Yahweh indeed never ceases, for his mercy never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Daddy, we thank you for by your grace and your mercy, we have come to the throne of grace again tonight that we may obtain mercy, Lord, and get grace for help even in this time of our needs. Father, we thank you. We are grateful for your loving kindness that is everlasting for us in the name of Jesus. Faithful God, we thank you because your faithfulness has been our shield and our buckler since the beginning of this year, 2023. Father, we appreciate you for you alone, you are God. Forever your name be praised in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord says in Psalm 91 verse 4, He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. Father, we thank you. Glory, honor, majesty, dominion, and power belongs to our God and our Father forever and ever in Jesus' name. Father, as we go even in your presence tonight, we receive open heaven. So upon every soul, Father, we receive open heaven upon this gathering. And we pray, Father, that nothing shall hinder our prayer from being answered. For we know your word says, who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Therefore we pray, O God, let the blood of Jesus cleanse our hearts and our hands, that Lord, we will be blameless before you. We'll be able to stand before your throne, even justified, blameless, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the seas and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean heart and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek their face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, O ye gates of nations, O ye gates of states, O ye gates of community, O ye gates, O Lord, even of vicinity, that this message is being passed through at this moment. We say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our lives, over our affairs, over our matter, over our nation, over the body of Christ, over the world. In Jesus' mighty name we've declared, amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. What an awesome God is our God. Tonight, our Bible text is taken from the book of Micah chapter 2. And I'm reading from the Living Bible Translation. If you have your Bible, kindly open with me. But if not, please listen as I read Micah chapter 2. Hallelujah. Woe to you who lie awake at night, plotting wickedness. You rise at dawn to carry out your schemes. Because you can, you do. You want a certain piece of land or someone else's house, though it is all he has. You take it by fraud and threats and violence. But the Lord God says, I will reward your evil with evil. Nothing can stop me. Never again will you be proud and haughty after I am through with you. Then your enemies will taunt you and mock your dirge of despair. We are finished, ruined. God has confiscated our lands and set us far away. He has given what is ours to others. That will be even the statement, the confession of your oppressor, of my oppressor, in the name of Jesus. Others will set your boundaries then. The people of the Lord will live where they are sent. Micah chapter 2 verse 6 says, don't say such things, the people say. Don't harp on things like that. It's disgraceful. That sort of talk, such evil surely will not come our way. Is that the right reply for you to make, O house of Jacob? Do you think the Spirit of the Lord likes to talk to you so roughly? No, his threats are for your good, to get you on the path again. Yet to this very hour, my people rise against me, for you steal the shirt right off the backs of those who trusted you, who walk in peace. You are driven out the widows from their homes and stripped their children of every God-given right. Hope begun. This is no more your land and home, for you have filled it with sin, and it will vomit you out. I will preach to you the joys of wine and drink. That is the kind of drunken, lying prophet that you like. Verse 12 to 13 of the book of Micah chapter 2. The time will come, O Israel, when I will gather you, all that are left, and bring you together again like sheep in a fold, like a flock in the pasture, a noisy, happy crowd. Hallelujah. The last verse, verse 13 of the book of Micah chapter 2. The Messiah will lead you out of exile and bring you through the gates of your cities of captivity back to your own land. Your king will go before you. The Lord leads on. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. What an awesome God is our God. Punishment for the oppressors. So shall it be. My brothers and my sisters, it is an awesome thing to know that you have a God and a Father that watches over your affairs and reign over all. He is God that meets it to everyone according to his or her deeds, as it is written in the book of Psalm 62 verse 12 that says, "My Lord, your love is real. You reward all people for what they do." Please, never doubt God's love for you at any time, for any reason. Regardless of what you are going through, trust God's love for you still, and the more. Let us see what God's words to Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 31 verse 3. It says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." This is God talking about the Israelite through prophet Jeremiah. "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Out of faithfulness, I have drawn you close. My God and my Father, I thank you, for you love us with an everlasting love. We appreciate you, our Father and our God, that you have drawn us to yourself with your unfailing and ending faithfulness. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen." Please thank God for his unfailing love, for his unending faithfulness over you and over your household. Let it be registered. The love of God for you is real. And is God that is able to do far beyond that which as of him. Our Father and our God never and will never abandon us into the hands of our oppressors. He will show up for us to deliver us because of his love and faithfulness that never comes to an end and that are eternal. Therefore, he will punish our oppressor. He will punish all those that are oppressing us at all levels and all ranks of their oppression in the mighty name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14 says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. Beloved of the Lord, be at ease, be at peace. See the Lord fighting for you to punish your enemies and to give you victories in the mighty name of Jesus. I therefore decree and declare that the Lord Almighty will fight both your physical and spiritual battles in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will hold our peace, myself and you, and we'll be silent, seeing God fighting our battles in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Psalm 12 verse 5 says, "They took advantage of the poor and stole what little they had. But the Lord knows what they did, and he says, I will rescue those who are poor and helpless, and I will punish those who hurt them." Oh my goodness. People of God, fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord, let us hold on to this word of God. Our oppressors have taken advantages of us, stolen and frauded us of all the little we have, because they planned it and they executed it. God sees and knows what they did unto us. I decree and declare, according to Psalm 12 verse 5, that God will arise and rescue us from all our oppressors in the name of Jesus. According to the word of God, in Psalm 12 verse 5, God will rescue us from the hand of those that are powerful than us in the name of Jesus. Because we are powerless and helpless, against these oppressors, against those that are stronger than us, then our God and our Father, we punish those who hurt us in any way and by any means. In the name of Jesus, those that are hurting us, those that have hurt us, one way or the other, the word of the Lord says, God said, I will rescue those who are poor and helpless, and I will punish those who hurt them. So I decree and declare that God will fulfill this word in your life and in my life. He will arise for our sake. He will see our helplessness, and he will fight for us and punish those who hurt us. In the name of Jesus, there's this Yoruba song that goes thus. Ja, atobiju ja for me. Ja, atobiju ja for me. Iwo ni mo gbojule, ko ma se lo mi ran. Iwo ni mo gbojule, ko ma sa labaro kankan. Gbe mi ni ja o Jesu ja fun mi, iwo lo le ja fun mi, ko se lo mi ran. Ja atobiju ja fun mi. Ja atobiju ja fun mi. Iwo ni mo gbojule, ko ma se lo mi ran. Iwo ni mo gbojule, ko ma sa labaro kankan. Gbe mi ni ja o Jesu ja fun mi, iwo lo le ja fun mi, ko se lo mi ran. I decree and declare that God will arise and fight against your enemies, against my enemies, and we punish those that hurt us or are hurting us tonight. In the name of Jesus, that we see the hand of God against them tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. People of God, our God is not going to be slack in coming forth for us against those that are oppressing us, against our enemies. He will arise quickly for us so that our oppressor will not continue to puff up. According to Psalm 81 verse 14 that says, then I would quickly defeat their enemies. I would turn my hand against those who are against them. I decree and declare, according to this word of God, that speedily God will arise and subdue and defeat our oppressors, our enemies before us. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, our God and our Father, by his unfailing love towards us, we turn his hand against those who are against us. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. From our text for tonight, the book of Micah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. It says, woe to you who lie awake at night, plotting wickedness. You rise at dawn to carry out your schemes, because you can, you do. You want a certain piece of land or someone else's house. Though it is all he has, you take it by fraud and threats and violence. Here God told the wicked oppressors in the land in the life of his people, through prophet Micah, their thoughts, their plans, and actions against the helpless ones among them. It was highlighted. Then they say, the Eternal can't see what we are up to. The God of Jacob's peoples pay no attention to us. That was what they were saying according to Psalm 94 verse 7. That is what your oppressor, that is what that one that is hurting you, that is what those one that are planning, you know, scheming, strategizing evil against you and against me. They said God cannot see. He cannot see what they are up to. The God of Jacob paid no attention, know nothing about them. The oppressor said that. My dear brothers and sisters, did God not see them or knows their hearts? But they are fools, for our God oversees all, both in the heavenlies and on earth. I decree and declare tonight, God will make all your oppressor, your enemy, foolish in their thoughts and acts in the name of Jesus. According to Proverbs chapter 28 verse 16 that says, a leader who is a great oppressor lacks understanding. I decree and declare that great oppressor of your life, great oppressor of my life, great oppressors in our lives, in the life of your family members, we lack understanding as from tonight and become stupid in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Verses 3 to 5 says, but the Lord says, I will reward your evil with evil. Nothing can stop me. Never again will you be proud and haughty after I am through with you. Then your enemies will taunt you and mock your doubt of despise. We are finished, ruined. God has confiscated our land and sent us far away. He has given what is ours to others. Others will set your boundaries then. The people of the Lord will live where they are. You know, why they were saying nonsense, thinking that God did not see or know them. God sees them and God responded back to them. God is God of justice and fairness. He will pay our oppressors back the same way and the measure they have oppressed us. He will reward them evil with evil, that they will not be able to escape it. He humbles them so that they will no longer walk around proudly. I decree and declare that God Almighty will reward our oppressor, our oppressors, evil with evil they have done towards us in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, this is not my words. It's not Becky's words, but all are God's words. And we are decreeing and declaring God's words upon our lives. God's word is powerful. God's word is powerful to save and deliver us from all evil, destruction, and from the hand of our strong oppressor. According to Psalm 107 verse 20, that said, he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The enemy, the oppressor, did not want you to live. The Bible said the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You cannot fold your hand. This is the word of God we are praying into our lives. God says that when we decree and declare his word, nothing can reject it. Nothing can argue it. We are decreeing and declaring the word of God tonight, and it will come to pass in our lives, and testimony shall abound, because nothing, no power, no principalities, no wicked spirit in high places will be able to refuse the word of God in your mouth and in my mouth as we decree it tonight. In the name of Jesus, the word of God we are decreeing and declaring will not fall to ground tonight, but we accomplish the purpose of sending it in Jesus' mighty name. I decree and declare tonight our word as we have declared it in our lives, so shall it be in the name of Jesus, as we have declared it and decree it upon our oppressors, upon our enemies, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Don't forget, when you know the word of God and you decree the word of God abides forever. The word of God is yea and amen. The word of God is settled in heaven, already been settled. Oh, this assurance King David had, and he said in Psalm 2 verse 7, he said, I will declare the decree the Lord has said to me. You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Will you do the same at any time? Decree what God said concerning you. declare what God said concerning you, concerning that situation, concerning that circumstances, even concerning that oppressor, even concerning that enemy that have stolen from you or that is stealing from you, that want to kill you, that want to destroy you. Speak the word of God. The word of God Jesus used, and he defeated Satan even when he came to tempt him. Oh, my brother and my sister, declare the decree of the Lord about you, about your family, about your daughter, about your son, about your husband, about your job, about your ministry, about your calling, about your election, everything about you. Oh, sustain with the word of God. Sustain your life with the word of God. The word of God, no demon, no devil can refuse it. They must obey at his command, at the word of God. They must bow. They must be in attention, and they must do according to the command, the word of God. Don't be scared to declare what God says about you. Pronounce it, proclaim it to the face of devil and his court, to the face of that great oppressor in your life. The word of God, like I said, is exalted above his name. Therefore, at the word of God tonight, those oppressors in our lives, as the people of God and individually, we bow and we will gain our victories from their cages in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I decree and declare, according to verse 3 of Micah chapter 2, God will disgrace our oppressors, our enemies, in our very eyes, in the name of Jesus. I decree, according to Micah chapter 2, verse 4, our oppressors will cry out of the ruined and shall be a complete ruin, because the Lord will carry out what he has proposed concerning them. Nothing will stop God. The word of God cannot return to him void. God will ruin them as they have said it, and they will cry out of their room, and they will say that they are completely ruined. So shall it be. Even the word that will come out of our enemy's mouth, that will come from our oppressors, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that all that are oppressing us, all our oppressors that have taken away from us, oh, will be given back to us. And we pray, oh Lord, everything that our oppressor possess shall be given to traitors, and they will never again own it in their lives, in the name of Jesus. That prayer is that everything that your oppressors have taken away from you, God will take it away from them and shall be given to traitors, and they will never have it again. That is what God, they took it away from you, they took it away from me, they took it away from us. God is going to take it away from them, and we handle all those things, all their possession, all those things they are seeing and they are puffing off, even against you and against me. God will take it away from them and give it to traitors, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 6 of Micah chapter 2 says, don't say such thing. Here, Micah has to prophesy. They ask him to prophesy deceit, to lie, to tell them what their itching ear want to hear, to say that what they are doing is good. That is what most of the ministers of the gospel are saying today. Instead of them to rebuke, to expose the evil workers, the wicked ones, instead of them to reprove them and to convince them, they will be saying good things even towards them because of the gain they are gaining from them. This is not what God wants. You man of God, you woman of God there, speak the truth. Preach the right gospel. Rebuke when you need to, and even chastise when you need to. Don't say because you are getting gain, you are getting something from him, from her, then you will not say the truth. You better say the truth and let the devil be ashamed. Here, the people of the land, the oppressors told Micah, you don't have to prophesy these negative things towards us. Just tell us what we want to hear. So don't say such thing. The people say, don't act on things like that. it disgraceful. That sort of talk, such evil surely will not come our way. They were even boasting. That kind of thing cannot happen to us. Is that the right reply for you to make? That now, Micah replying to them, O house of Jacob, do you think the Spirit of the Lord likes to talk to you so roughly? No, his threats are for your good, to get you on the path again. The word of God, when it comes, even the way God has given unto you, man of God, woman of God, pastors, evangelists, apostles, prophet, when you speak the word of God, the Spirit of the Lord will convict sinner, and they will repent and turn from their wicked ways. But because we don't want them to say, I will not be part of your church again, I will not pay that huge tithe to your church again, oh, I will not do that which I'm posting into your account monthly again, we will begin to tell them lies. We begin to make them feel good, even continue doing their wickedness. Oh, you better change tonight, and the Lord will bless you, even as you stand up to say the truth and nothing but the truth, to reprove, to rebuke, and even to correct, to convince sinners, the oppressor to stop being oppressive, even to others. Prophet Micah telling them what God is going to do with those oppressors that have oppressed his people, the Israelites. He was commanded to stop and never preach to them such thing. The way the oppressor in and around us, in our families, in our communities, and even in the house of God, amongst believers in Christ, that is what they are doing. They don't want anyone to tell them the truth about their wickedness and the way they are oppressing the widows, the fatherless, the poor, and the helpless. They have forgotten that God's words will not return to him void. I decree and declare that all God's words against our oppressor will come to pass in their lives tonight. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare our oppressors, our enemies that are oppressing us because of our fear of God, because we are standing for the truth and nothing but the truth, we see him bringing to pass in their life to punish them. Those that are haunting us concerning our standing for God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare all those that turned against us will be disgraced and be ashamed by the word of God, in the name of Jesus. The word of God said it, Isaiah 41 verse 11. Look, all those who are incensed against you will be disappointed and confounded. I decree and declare that all that declare themselves our oppressor, our enemies, will be ashamed and greatly troubled by the word of God that can never fail tonight, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 6 verse 10, all our enemies will be ashamed and be terrified. Quickly, they will run away in complete disgrace. I decree and declare that our enemies will be horrified and quickly turn back from us tonight, in the name of Jesus. Verse 8 to verse 9 of the book of Micah chapter 2 says, yet to this very hour, my people rise again, for you steal the shirt right off the backs of those who trusted you, who walk in peace. You have driven out the widows from their homes and stripped their children of every God's given right. Up, be gone. This is no more your land and home, for you are filled it with sin and it will vomit you out. So shall it be that the land where our oppressor are and feeling secure, we vomit them out tonight, in the name of Jesus. Talk more about the act of oppressors of the people of God, how they turn against another Israelite, stolen clothes off the backs of their innocent neighbors, and goes on peacefully. They took over homes that belongs to women, widows, because they are helpless, and they cheated their children of the inheritance that comes from God. Beloved, because of their foolishness, they forgot that God sees and knows all this, and we pay them back. I decree and declare that all that have caused people of God, that have caused people of God of their inheritance, that have taken it away, God will reward them the same evil they have done to the people of God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare tonight, everything stolen from us by the oppressors will be taken away from them and be restored back to us. Never will they have access to it again. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare tonight, our lovely homes that the oppressors have taken by their wickedness, that they have destroyed by their wickedness, God will take it away from them. God will restore our homes. God will restore our lovely homes. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that inheritances that oppressors have cheated and taken away from our children, tonight God will take all back from them, and all will be given back to our children. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Verse 10 to 11 says, "Hope begone, this is no more your land and home, for you are filled it with sin, and it will vomit you out. I will preach to you the joys of wine and drink. That is the kind of drunken, lying prophet that you like. They want liars. They will heap up teachers that will teach them what their hitching here want to hear. They will raise up prophets of their home that will be telling them good stuff, that will not tell them the raw word of God, that will not give them the warning of the Lord, so that they can depart from their wicked ways. It says that, get out of here, you crooks. You will find no rest here. You are not fit to belong to the lost people, and you will be destroyed. The only prophet you want is a liar who will say, drink and get drunk. People of God, no oppressor will like to hear the warnings to stop being one. That is the reason why they shouted to prophet Micah to stop telling them the mind of God and the impending punishment planned by God against them. They don't want to hear it. From this verse, the prophet of God told them frankly that they are crooks, and there is no rest for them in the land of Israel. So I decree and declare, every oppressor in your life, there is no rest for them. As from tonight, in the name of Jesus. And he said, they are not fit to be among God's people. I decree and declare that all the oppressors in our lives are crooks and criminals. We declare them criminals. Heaven declare them criminals. And so God will judge them accordingly. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that our oppressors will find no rest in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, our enemies will find no rest in the land of the living. The Bible says there is no peace for the wicked. So tonight, I decree and declare, the wicked ones in our lives, the oppressors in our lives, no peace for them in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that our oppressors will not be permitted to belong to the lost people, to the group of people, for God will separate them. God will take them out of our midst in the name of Jesus, and they shall be destroyed by the word of God if they refuse to change even from their wicked ways. Because the word of the Lord says, God does not love the destruction of the sinner, but sinners should come to repentance. I pray tonight they will think of their wicked ways. They will forsake their wicked ways. They will return to God. They will ask for forgiveness, and God will not destroy them. But if they refuse, they will likewise perish. In the name of Jesus. Beloved in the Lord, oppressors love to hear from prophets that will lie to them, that they are doing great. Oh, we love what you are doing. You are helping the work of God. You are doing right. Because of their belly, because of what they want to wear, because of what they want to possess, they refuse to tell even the wicked ones their wickedness. Don't worry. That's what they want to hear. Oh, don't worry. You know, fish eat fish to get big. If you are oppressing him, you are oppressing her. If you are stolen from her, you are stolen from him. If you are frauding her, you are frauding him. If you are violence towards her, towards him, don't worry. As long as you are getting what you are getting and we are getting our part, is it 50-50 or 60-40? Beware. Destruction is coming. You are part of that wicked man. You are part of that wicked woman. You are part of those oppressors. God will judge you all likewise. My brother, that is not with God. God did not make it like that for humans. We are all created to rule and reign over all that creation. He said in Genesis 1, 27 to 28, God created humans in his own image. He created them to be like himself. He created them male and female. God blessed them and said to them, have many children, fill the earth and control of it. Rule over the fishes in the sea and the birds in the air. Rule over every living thing that moves on the earth. God permitted no man to oppress another man. Quit it. Stop it. Never do it. Because God will plead their cause. God will plead their case. And we take the life of those who rob the poor or afflicted ones. Those who rob those that have been afflicted already. Those that have one problem or the other. Using the opportunity. Taking advantage of their states. Of what they are going through. God will plead their case. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 22 verse 22 to 23. Do not rob the poor because he is poor and defenseless. Nor crush the afflicted at the gate. For the Lord will plead their case and take the life of those who rob them. I decree and declare tonight, heaven will rob all our oppressors that have robbed us of anything physical or spiritual because we are helpless and defenseless. Because of our situation, God Almighty, we command heaven to rob them of all their possession. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare tonight, God will plead our case for justification and vindication at all realms. In the name of Jesus, whether in the sea, whether on earth, whether in the atmosphere, wherever it may be, in the heavenlies, God Almighty, we plead your case. We plead my case for justification and vindication. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare tonight, our faithful and loving God, we take the life of those who have robbed us in any way and by any means, according to that proverb, chapter 22, verse 23. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Lastly tonight, verse 12 to 13 of the book of Micah. What a wonderful God, the great restorer, the one that can never abandon his people, the one that is ready to defend our cause, the one that is ready to justify us, the one that is ready even to vindicate us, the one that is ready and always able even to deliver us, even from that great oppressor, from those that gathered against us to suppress our life. God is the restorer. In verse 12 and verse 13 of Micah chapter 2, hear what the word of the Lord says. There the time will come, O Israel, when I will gather you, all that are left, and bring you together again like sheep in a fold, like a flock in a pasture, a noisy, happy crowd. Hallelujah. The Messiah will lead you out of Elza and bring you through the gates of your cities of captivity back to your own land. Your king will go before you. The Lord leads on. Hallelujah. Another version says, yes, people of Jacob, I will bring all of you together. I will bring together all those left alive in Israel. You are still living. I am still living. God said, I will put them together like sheep in a pen, like a flock in this pasture. Then the place will be filled with many people. Someone will open the way and lead people out. The people will break through the gates and leave the city where they were held captive. Their king will go out in front of them. The Lord will lead his people. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, going through the month of May and through our life journey, let us hold on to the promises of our God. Let us see him ahead of us, breaking every obstacle before us, giving us escape from the place of captivities. Let us see him returning our captivity and making us rejoice with loud songs of victory. God is our leader. God is your leader. God is the one. He is leading us triumphantly and no more delay. No more stagnation, no more limitation for you and for me. I decree and declare that going through the month of May and henceforth, God will bring us even to our land, our promised land, gloriously in the name of Jesus. Those who belong to us that need to be joined together with us, God will bring them to us gloriously in the name of Jesus. There shall be no more scattering in the name of Jesus, but there will be togetherness. In the name of Jesus, no fragment again. Everywhere your people are, God will bring them to you gloriously. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare there shall be louder shout of jubilation and celebration in our families and our lives as we continue going through this month of May and forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, the word of the Lord says, in the house of the righteous, there shall be jubilation, there shall be celebration. So I decree and declare, going through the month of May and henceforth, in your family, in my family, in our lives, there shall be louder shout of jubilation and celebration in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, God the way breaker, God the way maker, we go ahead of you, we go ahead of me, we go ahead of us into this month of May. He will break all mountains and hills standing against our going forward in the name of Jesus. He will break any obstacle that stand along our breaking through in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, God ahead of you into the month of May and henceforth. Oh God ahead of me, ahead of us, even forever, we will break through all gates of limitation and stagnations in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God ahead of you, ahead of your family, ahead of me, we take us out of the land of captivity in the name of Jesus. God, we lead us out of anything and anyone that held us captive in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever that thing that is holding you, that says it will not let go, I decree and declare by the command of the word of God, that says that God, if anybody asks you, why are you untying her? Tell them the Lord is in need of her. I decree and declare that Lord will command, decree, release upon you and upon me, and no one will be able to hold you in captive again in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, God Almighty alone will be our King. God Almighty alone will be your King. God Almighty alone will be my King, going before us. And everything in heavens and on earth will bow to our King. And at the appearance of our King, everything will bow in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, God is going and fire is ahead of him, destroying all his enemies. So I decree and declare, God going before you, fire going before God, as you journey this month of May and henceforth, the fire before the Lord, we destroy every obstacle. We break every mountains and hills. We scatter and shatter everything that stands along your way to your promised land, to you fulfilling God's destiny in the name of Jesus. And lastly, I decree and declare, the Lord Almighty will be your leader. Will be my leader. Will be our leader. Leading us as we continue in the month of May and henceforth through the year 2023 and forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, He will lead us. He's the good shepherd. He's the good leader. He's not a leader with oppression. He's not a leader that comes with oppression, but a good leader. He will lead you to still water. He will lead you to greener pasture. He will lead you to your land of rest. In the name of Jesus, He will lead you to where you will possess your possession. In the name of Jesus, and everything will bow before our leader, the Almighty God, the Sovereign God, the Great I Am that I Am. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen, 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 and amen. Welcome to the month of May. The Lord bless you, and may His grace continue to be multiplied upon you and upon me. Till next week, remain blessed. Go in this knowledge that God is ahead of you. Go in this knowledge that He is fighting for you, and surely you will achieve your purpose and cancer. So shall it be. I remain your sister, Becky T. Adedokun. I love you. Bye-bye.